The region may have a growing filmmaking community, but the infrastructure and equipment required to keep that growth going and support the development of professional working filmmakers in the borderlands is still lacking. One new production facility that just opened in Las Cruces, New Mexico, hopes to begin addressing this need. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Las Cruces-based PRC Productions has opened a 2,300-square-foot production and post-production facility with hopes of supporting and expanding the capabilities of the region's filmmaking community. David Salcido and Troy Scouten are partners in PRC Productions and filmmakers in their own right, and I'm happy to have them back on the program. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for driving all the way down from Las Cruces.
Our pleasure. Not much traffic.
Where you've been enjoying, I understand, the last few months, brand new offices, production facilities. Did this idea and this production facility grow out of your needs making films?
Absolutely. We needed, first off, a space where we could do our own work.
Right.
And our goal is to raise the bar with every one of our productions, whether it's a commercial, a short film, or a feature film. We want to make the next one a little bit better than the last one, if we possibly can. To do that, we needed a new green screen facility. We had a fairly good facility. It was actually our recording studio that I had painted one wall green, and it worked okay, but we wanted an infinity wall. So we wanted to be able to shoot and have all the walls behind the actor or the car or whatever we have disappear to allow us to put in whatever background we'd like.
So, David, walk people through, if they don't know the term green screen wall or infinity wall, this is what often people will see in Hollywood productions, behind-the-scenes photos where everything on the set is green, bright green.
And I think people are very familiar with that now because of the Marvel movies. Pretty much everything is shot against a green screen. Now, there was probably a time when most people didn't know what it is. I think everybody is pretty clear on it. Basically, it's a wall that's painted a certain color, green, chroma green, that when you film against it, you can key out the back. And by that, I mean you can knock it out and put in any background
insert
that you want.
Insert any digital background that you create.
Well, digital or, you know, you can shoot something.
Sure.
We've done this before. We'll
photograph
we'll shoot
something
some backgrounds,
background.
And then we'll just put that behind them. And it makes them look like they're in that location.
So, for example, if John Travolta is racing through Paris and running into buildings and pedestrians and stuff like that, they're not really doing that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go to Paris.
They don't have to
shut down a Paris street.
That is correct, yes.
So walk us through the facility. Other than the green screen capability you have there, Troy, what else is in this facility?
Well, to understand this facility, you have to understand our last facility. In our last facility, we had six, sometimes eight people in about, 1,000 square feet. Is that too generous?
It was more like 800.
Yeah. And so we were
you
very—
You were on top of each other.
Yes, very much so. Now, having a meeting was quite easy because you just look up from your desk and say, hey, you guys, what do you think about? And the meeting goes on. But it was very difficult, especially when I'm a sound guy, basically. So I'm mixing sound and putting all these crazy stuff, and we're recording all these sounds to go into a movie. And it could bother people because I like to do it in 5:1, so you can't wear headphones. So it could be a little bit.
Everybody else in the office gets to hear what you're working on.
Everybody gets to be a sound guy.
Well, my desk was right next to his, and I'm a writer. So what does that tell you?
This facility, though, what's interesting, if I understand your press release correctly, is it's not just for PRC Productions. Part of the rationale of creating the space is that you now are providing other filmmakers and commercial workers in the area production space and post-production space for rental. Is that right?
Well, not for rent. We're collaborating.
Collaborating.
So, for example, we have a collaboration right now with the Creative Media Institute and one of the film schools there at NMSU. Exactly. And one of the professors and a really great director, Ross Marks. And so we're collaborating on a film with Ross. For that film, we have a bunch of legal stuff that has to be done. And so another producer, a friend of mine, Dave Witt, with Scary Little Pictures, has set up an office within our facility to be able to do all the legal and get all the paperwork and everything else done for that film and a couple other ones we're hoping to do this fall.
So you're partnering, David, with other productions. And one of the things you can bring to the table is the physical space. But also I know that PRC Productions and your Borderlands Media Group do marketing and assist in other elements of making other people's films?
Yes. And right now, I think what is most appealing to people is the green screen. We have a student who's doing his thesis, and he'll be using our green screen for that. We also have...
On the 31st.
Yeah.
Is that because there are no other facilities quite like this in Las Cruces right now?
Right. I imagine there probably are other green screen facilities, but we took a lot of care in creating ours so that it has, so that it fits the actual requirements of a real green screen. Mm-hmm. That includes the infinity wall, which means there are no hard corners.
Right.
Everything is very smooth.
The lighting.
Also, too, it's larger than most. So they can do things like film, and they're going to film an entire short film against our green screen.
Hmm.
We did one not too long ago. We did the exact same thing. And also, too, there is a Josh Greider, who's a local country music celebrity.
He's in Nashville, yes.
Yes.
He's recording.
He's from Las Cruces, but he's now in Nashville. He's going to be shooting a music video against our green screen. So that one is getting a lot of use. But yes, we also are opening it up to help other people do things like post-production if they need help with their film getting it done, because we have a great editing team.
Sure. You've already mentioned the sound capabilities you have, sound mixing and editing, as well as video editing, I presume.
Absolutely. Right. And we have our greatest natural resource in this area, and this includes all of the borderlands, are our young people, and especially our recent graduates. This year, this semester, I believe CMI at NMSU graduated 30, 35 people. And I'm sure that UTEP's film program probably graduated about the same number of people. So imagine that was between 50 and 70 people that are available on the market now. We were able to hire two of them for our post-production facility out of CMI, and one from Juarez, one from El Paso, and or actually one from Las Cruces and one from El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great that we were able to do that, but what about the other 50?
Right.
So what we want to do is to be able to prove ourselves as a post-production facility and get more and more films in. We're just contacted by another producer that's filming this really cool movie, and he says, I have everything but post-production. Do you want to put in money? I said, no, but we'll do the post-production for you for a percentage of the film. So we hope to be able to do that more and more and be able to make our post-production become something that's very attractive. And maybe next semester, instead of hiring two people, we can hire four.
So the dream or the plan is to allow other people to follow their dreams without leaving the area.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
yes.
right.
Which has been a challenge for many years, as we all know.
It is.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is. Imagine if you went to school for 4 or 5 years, and then you have to go into the, I don't know, roofing business. Not that there's anything wrong with the roofing business, mm-hmm. but you really wanted to be a filmmaker.
Or commute to Albuquerque.
Absolutely.
For larger work, or Los Angeles, or I know a lot of people that use their hometowns here, Las Cruces, El Paso, as a hub, but they're constantly traveling
yes.
to work.
Or they just move.
As opposed to staying here, and then we lose that brain drain.
We lose right. that brain drain. And they probably will come back in 20 years because this is their home and their family's here.
Sure.
But imagine if we could keep them here during that period of time, how much it could bring to our area.
So you've opened this new facility. It's got about 2,300 square feet. Which by Hollywood standards is not an enormous facility, but by local standards, it brings a lot of new capabilities to the area. I know over the decades, anybody in the film world here, there's been a lot of talk about Las Cruces trying to pull more work down from Albuquerque and the northern state, possibly building large sound stages and trying to replicate some of the facilities that big productions would need here. Where does your facility fit in to if we back way up the macro view, is this a step closer to attracting some larger productions?
You know, possibly, but those productions are large studio-based productions. And so they're all out of L.A. And the big studios, they have their teams. They have their directors, they have their directors of photography, they have their camera operators, they have their sound people. They have those teams already established, and they like to work with the same team over and over again. I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I have my team, and I like to work with my guys over and over again because I know what those people can do. So being a replacement for those big studios is probably not going to happen. However, there is an entire other category of films, the smaller
yes.
independent films, the $1 million films, the $5 million films, and they're not really able to take advantage of those large facilities in the northern part of the state. So, you know, Austin has made a very good business of doing independent films in their area. I feel we could do the same here.
It might each piece in this puzzle that gets built, though, convinces people from outside that there's a base that they can tap into. They don't have to bring all of their own stuff with them. They don't have to bring all their own people. They can hire local and know that there's competent professionals here.
Exactly.
So I think it does move Las Cruces, you know, a little step closer to that sustainability. So
we're not interested in competing. We're not interested in competing with Albuquerque. They've got a great thing going there. And if they can keep bringing in those big studio productions, it's good for the state.
And you don't need to build another 100,000 square foot, 40 foot tall soundstage.
Exactly. there are people who are interested in doing that, but our interest is more in attracting those independent films and bringing them in. The film that Troy was talking about, the people who want the post-production, they're from New York, and they're looking for a post-production house. So if we can offer those kinds of services here, then that continues to help the state. It also continues to help the industry, but in a different way.
Does PRC Productions have a feature in the works right now? I know you just finished one earlier in the year.
We do.
We actually have several things in the works right now. We've got three things in pre-production. We've got two shorts in post-production. And I'll let Troy tell you about the big ones.
So we have a couple short films I'm looking at my calendar right now. We have a couple short films that are coming up. One of them is by our new 3D animation guy, who's just phenomenal. And Carlos
Tejeda.
Carlos Tejeda is a brilliant 3D animator. He's also a filmmaker, and he's putting together a small film called Mr. Rogers' Politically Correct Neighborhood.
The Politically Correct World of Mr. George.
Of Mr. George. And so it's going to be a satire, goofy little comedic piece. And he's going to shoot that the week of the 17th. We have a fella that's coming in. Is he going to school here at UTEP? I know he's in a master's program, film master program, Tito.
No, he's CMI.
Oh, is he CMI? Okay, and he's going to shoot a film with Steve Osborne, who's from El Paso and brilliant, the 31st and the 1st there at the facility. We have Tarrant County Jail. Now, this is an adaptation of a play, and it's directed by Ross Marks. We just finished casting yesterday. Jack Lutz, who's a kind of a local radio legend around here, is going to play the lead role in it. And I'm just so excited about this one. Yeah. We're going to shoot it in the jail. It's going to be very cool.
So lots for people to be looking out for. And you have a lot of your past work available through your website at borderlandsmedia.com, right?
We do.
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. And we're also going to be shooting another Lady Belladonna's Nightshades in September.
Well, staying busy. So I'm glad you're using the new space. Congratulations on your new production facility, and thanks for coming down today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
My guests today have been Troy Scouten and David Salcido, partners in PRC Productions, a Las Cruces-based film production and marketing company that has just opened a 2,300-square-foot production facility to support the work of area filmmakers. For more information on PRC Productions, their past work, or to contact them regarding their production space, log on to borderlandsmedia.com, or you can like them at PRC Productions on Facebook. Thanks today to Kimberly Garcia for engineering the program. On Film's producer is Dennis Wu. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.